Hello and welcome to the next episode of the MVP Taxi. Today my guest will be Jay.
Hello, I'm Jason Wayne. I'm a Microsoft MVP specializing in office apps and services.
And as you see, we are not driving today. We are still in America. There are some different reasons why we are not driving. One of all is this car doesn't belong to me, and with the American insurance policy, it's a bit difficult to be able to drive around. If something happens, it will be not funny for me, especially.
Yeah, it's we're quite a police state at times. So, yeah.
So how it goes by you? Feel the warm?
Yeah, it's hot, right? So I'm originally from the States, and now I live over in the UK. So for me, this is warm. Yeah, it's I think back home it's Celsius now, or centigrade. So it's like 6-7 degrees outside. So yeah. Right now, was it 25-30 degrees here?
Yeah, it's will be over 30 today. I got on my watch. So it's kind of weird in November to have this, but it's okay. I can get it. So.
It's better than the opposite, right?
Exactly. The Ignite, how it goes for you?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been really busy. Lots of good sessions. I saw the keynotes and managed to get to that. I've been busy recording some podcasts whilst I've been here, sitting down with people and such.
With Steve, right?
Yeah, with Steve Goodman. Yeah, the All About 365 podcast. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we already noticed that.
Yeah. So we've been busy doing those. We've had four podcasts that we were trying to record this week.
Four? And okay.
Yeah, trying to get four of them in. All of them been relatively team-centric so far. Today we're deviating from the norm. I think we're going to get some other things in and get a little special today, and then we're back on to another podcast around Teams tomorrow morning at 9:30, so which will be interesting. Or is it 8:30? Which will be even worse, because tonight we're all going out for the celebration. So it's it's an early night tonight.
Yeah. Did you came alone, or did you take your family with you?
No. So I traveled by myself this time. Hopefully next year we'll bring out some family and get some people out and do it. But yeah, this year I came solo. Yeah.
Okay. And how is it? You are the third year, I think, year MVP now?
Yeah, so I'm entering my third year, yeah. So I jumped in when we started doing the 2 years on Elite.
Yeah.
So my first year was the second, then so I'm in my second set of my second, or my first year of my second set, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. How was it for you when you received the email?
Oh, it was good. So I was at an event in the UK called Future Decoded, and the CPM came up to me the night before, and she said, you know, she talked to me and said, listen, there's some good news happening. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but just keep your eye on the email for tomorrow, which was really, really sweet. So that came through. And then coincidentally, I also got a promotion at work at the same day. So it was
the first
of November was a really, really good day. So that was lovely to have that kind of leading up to Christmas, and it made for a good festive season.
So instead of remember the 5th of November, you can say
remember the first of November, because we were all out at an event in the UK, Future Decoded within the UK, doing stuff, and we were holding a meetup then. We're doing an event, and so it was nice to have it all kind of come together in one evening.
And what your wife said about that?
Oh, we're probably proud, you know, good, it's all go now, right? So it's been a lovely couple of years, busy. Changed roles, changed organizations who I'm employed with. I was the MVP and all the events we run and everything else that ties into it. It's been a busy couple of years, right? And it's culminated into being here in Orlando again, and it's lovely, and it's good. It's been a couple of years, yeah.
But you also agree, without support from family, this is not possible to do.
Oh, you need your support, yeah. And so the partner I'm with now, she's amazing. She really, really pulls together. She supported me. She just texted me a few minutes ago and asked me, you know, wishing me good luck.
Thanks to Jay's wife, huh? So.
Yeah, my it's all good. It's good.
Yeah, and your kids?
Yeah, my kids are lovely. So I've got three little people. So I've got 11, 9, and a 6-year-old.
So they would love to be here now. SeaWorld, Universal Studios.
Yeah, it's not easy in Britain to take your kids out of school to go to it. But I think what we'll do in the future is we'll team up, and we'll all head out, and we'll have a long trip in Orlando.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, and What's up left? I mean, what's the current project you're doing, especially aside or your podcast with Steve?
Yeah. So we still do Evolve Conference. I think we'll probably be doing that again next year, whether we reinvent it or we push it into something new. We'll be doing that, and then we do Evolve on Tour, which is kind of like Ignite on Tour, but we run it out of the Microsoft Reactor out of London. Mm-hmm. We run the Microsoft Cloud User Groups out of London, Birmingham, and Manchester. So we've got a lot going on, and we push them all through. And it just takes a lot of organization to pull it all together and pull the content. And then Evolve on Tour was a multi-day, so we did it 2 days of Teams, so we pushed all that through, and it was really lovely how it all of it to this year has just kind of clicked, which is really, really nice. Okay. Where everything's okay. Just falling together, particularly Evolve. I thought even when we were running up to the event, I think at August, September time, we were still kind of hesitant whether or not we were going to actually make it happen. But on the day, everything just fell into place, and everything was really, really lovely. It was an amazing event, and I'm actually quite proud of that. I work with a group of people, a fellow MVPs that pulled all together.
Yeah.
So it was really, really nice for everybody to kind of stump in and get stuck in and to get it done.
Community is really great, actually.
I noticed
that also now. It's like kind of a family.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I notice about MVPs, and that's the one thing I love about the MVP community. Is I talk to my girlfriend now, and I talk to her about how we do a lot of this stuff, and she's like, I would love to go to New Zealand. I was like, oh, I know two blokes that live in New Zealand. We could go do that. She's like, I would love to go to Norway. I was like, oh, I've got like five or six MVPs I know that we can speak to. And so it's really, really lovely to talk to about. I have all these community of people. Wherever we were going to travel to, just the same as we were to travel around and go somewhere and be somewhere with people, I know for a fact that we'd have a community of people that we'd be able to pull on for support or help or whatever we needed to do.
Okay, let's come back to Microsoft Teams. As far as I know, you're the Mr. Skype for Business.
Yeah, so I'm Skype and Teams. So I come from the voice background. So my background is around predominantly voice, I think. So I used to work with. I'll give you the whole backstory about Jason Wynn. How about that?
Long story short.
Yeah, long story short. I used to work for MCS within Microsoft, and from there I moved from the UK to US. From the US to the UK, I worked working with OCS and tied that into CS1000, Sonotel, into Avaya, into Cisco. Microsoft caught up, found out what I was doing, so I did the same thing for a company called Vodafone, and set up their offering from Avaya into OCS, and then went to OCS to Link, went to join BT. And BT did the same exact thing, and then joined a company called the Computer Center, and they just helped set up their Office 365 offering.
Yep.
And then just over a month and a half ago, I joined Content and Code as a kind of a voice specialist and video integration specialist within the organization. And we're absolutely, the future looks really, really good at Content Code. You know, it's good. And so it's been an exciting last couple of years. Yeah.
Okay. Apart from work, what are you doing? So
what do relaxing. I do? What do I do to relax?
You're going for fishing or...
No. So, girlfriend and I enjoy going to spa days, which is really, really fun. I've never done
great
it.
Great idea.
I know, yeah? And it's really relaxing and lovely. I thoroughly enjoy it. So we usually go out and spend the night and sit by the pool and chill out and have three-course meals and stuff like that. So it's kind of reaping the luxury of things that we have. I'm a mad hockey fan. And so...
Okay, ice hockey.
Ice hockey, yeah.
Okay, now
we're talking.
Which team?
So I'm a Blackhawks fan.
Oh, great.
But over here, over in the UK, I'm a Steelers fan, which is from Sheffield.
So do you play hockey too in UK?
Do I?
No, they
do that. Yeah, they do. It's not NHL, but it's good. Yeah. So we go to Steelers games whilst we're there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's cool. I'm more for Swiss teams, but the NHL, I'm between the Rangers and also Chicago, actually.
Oh yeah.
I'm a bit switching. Depends a bit.
Well, don't worry. We'll next time we come over, we'll go to it. We'll go to a Hawks game if we can get to Chicago. We'll
do
that.
You heard that?
Oh, we'll do that.
I have it recorded. So
yeah, that's fine. I got plenty of family in Chicago. We can hook it up. I'm sure.
And where are you gonna see you in 5 years, Jimmy?
See me in 5 years. Hopefully we'll have done a lot within the practice, within where the criticalization and building that out. I think voice within teams by then will have been matured, and we'll hopefully industrialize a lot of the processes we've got, all the calling APIs, all the technical bits that we need to have, hopefully being brought in by then, and we'll be bedding into those type of things a lot easier than we are now, because even though we're 2 years on, teams calling still sometimes feels quite infantile.
Still a lot to do,
still lots to be done. And on a personal level, I don't know. I'm sure I'll still be in the UK, still being a dad, and you know, being the best partner.
Switzerland is also a nice park to live.
Is it? Thanks. Just that, you know, just FYI. That's good.
I mean, Swiss German is easy to learn. Say Kuchikäschli.
Kuchikäschli.
Almost.
Almost.
No, cool. Yeah. Thanks you for the interview, actually.
Yeah,
there's something you want to say last to the people which are looking this video?
Justin, you know, if you're here at Ignite, enjoy yourselves. And if this comes out after Ignite, obviously, you know, by all means, reach out to any of the MVP community. We're all very, very, you know, open and happy to help out. And just give us a shout either via Twitter or whatever social media you've got, and we'll go from there.
That's exactly the point why we're doing this project. People get attached to us. It's really, you see, normal people watching hockey, doing things, leaving the family back home to come and have a good time here without kids. No, kidding. But yeah, thank you again for being here, and I also wish you a very great last days of Ignites and to evening the special meeting we're gonna have.
Yeah.
And the Orlando Universal Studios.
Yeah, that should be fun.
I hope so. Okay, guys, have a good time. Bye.
Ciao.